Good morning, everybody. How you all doing today? You guys ready to worship the Lord with a little song? We're going to give her a try here and see what we can't do. I want you all singing nice and loud. We're going to try a little Washed in the Blood, and I'll Fly Away. We're going to do a twofer for you guys right quick. What do y'all think about this new facility? Kind of nice, isn't it? You know, the Lord is good, and what he's given us to worship him in, nice, 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 I think. You just can't beat it. Do you want to do one? You want me to do one?
Sure.
Go right ahead, Ollie.
Turn to page 23. Let's do He Set Me Free. Kia D.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you. a bird in prison I dwell. No freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus came. The bonds of prison for me. And glory found by Jesus you see. And glory to God who set me free. Let's hear you, Bob and David.
Looking for Don. I kept thinking, where's Don at? I guess we're just going to have to settle for Larry. Larry, how you doing, buddy?
We'll try. Okay. Oh, I got to stand here. Good. All right. Well, welcome home to Sauk River Cowboy Church, the barn. Huh? Kind of cool place, isn't it? I want you to know that entry hall out there is dedicated to the great outdoors that God created for all of us to enjoy.
Yeah.
And look around in here, and this is great, created for the country way of life, right? It is. Sauk River Cowboy Church. All right. Any first-time visitors to Cowboy Church? First time. Never been here before? We're here. Good. Got several of them. Make them feel welcome. Let's go. Yeah. Don't let them get out of here without welcoming them, too. First-time visitors besides that? Any others? We miss anybody? We don't miss anyone. Okay, we got everybody. All right. When you can't be here, watch our services on SaukRiverCowboyChurch.com or Apple Podcasts. You can do it there, a few techie folks. And hear our services now on iHeartRadio, too. You can do that, all right? Our monthly newsletters on the table. So do we have a table yet back here? Are we gonna? No tables allowed. You pick your newsletters up on the in the other part out there. All right. Or you can go to SaukRiverCowboyChurch.com and read that newsletter too. And it'll also be you will also see on there our new website. And you have Greg Porter. Greg, where are you at? Don't be bashful. Greg Porter helped put that together along with Jeff here and some others, I think. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that, Jeff. And Info on adult and kids Bible study groups and all the things we've going on are got going on here are in there, as well as contact information for you too. Sauk River Cowboy Connections on Facebook. How many get on that? Isn't that awesome? You can leave prayer requests there. You can see prayer requests and pray for them. It's a pretty good site. So if you're techie, get on there and do it. All right. What else we got going here? Men's retreat, 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 23rd, and that's just a couple of weeks away for all of us men to meet here. Ty's brother's going to be here speaking. We're going to have door prizes and raffles and all kinds of other stuff and good food, too. And the ladies in the kitchen are asking if the ladies could send some desserts with their husband. We'd appreciate that. Okay, send some desserts along. Okay, fundraiser for Lacey Beatty, 3 p.m. September 6th. That's coming up, too, right out in the event center. Lacey's been battling cancer, and she's the daughter of Lori and Ron Jones, and we're doing a big fundraiser for that. So if you can take part in that, donate prizes, come and bid on the stuff, whatever. If you got things you want to give, get it to me or other people. We'll have to make sure it gets to them, all right? Let's see. Also, this coming Thursday, right here, Ron Jones is going to be ordained as a pastor. So you'll make sure you're here Thursday night to support Ron. We all love Ron. Yeah. Sunday, September 7th, our annual baptism at the river after this service is over. A map how to get there is in that newsletter out there on that table out there. So get that so you know how to get there and don't get lost. Thanks to Tommy, Dale, Band of Brothers, and Charles Turk. He's letting us use his land, but all those other guys have been out there spraying for the weeds and getting everything cleaned up and trying to get logs out of the baptismal hole and all that stuff. Baptism sign-up sheets are on that table outside, too. Please see me or Scotty or Ty, and after the baptisms, we're going to come back to the event center for a great meal. The ladies in the kitchen are going to cook up for us, okay? So get ready for that. Birthdays. Anybody got a birthday this week? Back here? All right. Got one. Any others? This is so big, I can't see the hands. Yeah, right there. Yeah, right there. I see there. Anniversaries. There's an anniversary, too. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. How many? 50. All right. Anybody else anniversary? Dawson.
I see one right there. I see one right there.
You got to sing it, buddy.
Okay.
Go.
All righty. And a one, and a two, and one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy birthday and anniversary. Happy birthday and anniversary to
watching online and any new folks here. We're different than most churches, I guarantee you.
Amen.
We love it that way. All right. Let me give you something to think about real quick. Because I don't know everything you're going through, but I do know this. Jesus loves you more than you'll ever imagine. He gave his life for you so you could be free from shame, from sin, from the weight of this world. He's not asking you to be perfect, just to come to him with an open heart. He's waiting for you with arms wide open, ready to forgive, to heal, to restore, to lead you into a life filled with purpose and eternal hope. Nothing in this world is more important than knowing Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Is today the day you do that? Bow with me in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, come before you right now just thanking you for all these loving, caring, giving people here today. I ask your blessings on each of them. Thank you for this new worship center where people can come to worship you. Thank you for our online services where thousands come each week to watch our Cowboy Church services from all over the world. That's amazing, God. Thank you for all our volunteers that serve you at this church in so many ways. We could not do all this without them and without you. Father, I ask for healing of our divided America and peace for Israel. Be with those battling illnesses, the loss of loved ones, and other problems. And Father, I pray they take it one day at a time and put it in your hands. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless America, this church, and all of you.
Thank you, Larry. Yep. I got to turn his monitor back on now. We usually kill the monitors off when we're up here speaking. So I just did it from back here. But anyway, we're going to turn to page 62, and we're going to try The Unseen Hand. Now, Chad, is this true? You don't know this song?
You will in a
if
minute.
If I mess up, it's his fault. long to see. Job singing out there, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Turn to page, let's see here. Turn to page 36. We'll do just a closer walk with the key E.
Thank you.
just a closer walk with thee. Brand new Jesus is my plea. Let it be. I said, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
We got some special music coming for you guys. I've got a couple of boys, one of them you haven't seen here for a while.
That's right.
I'm sure there's been a few adventures along the way that they want to tell us about, but we're going to get Buford and Emery up here.
That is right.
Always good to hear from these boys. And I'm kind of curious what they have been up to. Come on up, boys.
Good to be here. I'm Emery.
And I'm Buford.
And we've got a good song for you today. But before we sing, I'd like to give you a little bit of bad news. Some of you may know, you may not, but last month, my wife of 45 years, 11 months, she passed away. And I appreciate all the sentiment and everything, but that's the standpoint. What I just told you is a standpoint from the world. Now, she did pass away, that's true, but that's the standpoint of the world. The fact of the matter is, the cancer that she's been fighting for 8 years off and on, she was healed of. God Amen. Healed her completely. She got to talk to Jesus. She got to see her mom and dad who passed away last year, and she told me that she had 3 miscarriages, so she's probably playing with kids right now. So when we got married in 1979, we decided on purpose that we would establish our home on Scripture. And that's what this song is about. The title of it is I'm Using My Bible for a Roadmap.
Hey, Emery, before you get started, I'd like to say something.
Okay.
Me and Emery have been playing together for a lot of years. Emery was very instrumental in getting me started on playing music. He come up to me. I told my wife one day at church I needed to learn to play the mandolin so I could get my dad's mandolin. So she kind of looked at me like, well, what do you want me to do about it? So anyway, the next week, Emery said, hey, I'm starting up a bluegrass gospel band, and I heard you play the mandolin. And I said, really? And I said, I have one, and I know a few chords. And so Emery said, well, you might have a problem with timing then, right? And I said, yeah, that would be the least thing I have trouble with. But anyway, through the years, Emery, I went to the band practice, and of course Emery says, we're going to play in G, and I knew them chords. And then he said, we're going to play in A, and I thought, what does that look like? And anyway, I guess he thought I really did know how to play. I had all the chords marked on the top of my neck here, and one fingering position that I could use, and just move it up and down the neck. So then he asked me to do a break, and I really didn't know what that was. So anyway, I'd done a little something, but I appreciate Emery for all that he's done. We have a little band that we play in, but as far as doing the Buford Emery thing, it would be far and few between. I might be able to talk him into some more a little longer down. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate you, Emery.
Thanks, Buford. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The Ten Commandments tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road signs, and Jesus will see me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The children of Israel used it too. They crossed the Red Sea of destruction, for God was there to see them through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. Mandolin. No longer use maps, they use GPS. So we added a verse to update this song. I'm using my Bible for a map app. It helps me understand the cable news. I'm using my Bible for a map app. Scripture helps me keep the Lord in view. Or bugs. I'm using my Bible for a map app. Jesus Christ is the one I love. Yes, I'm using my Bible for a map app. Jesus Christ is the one I love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, is everybody getting comfortable in the new digs? Yeah. This is our new home, and man, it's good to see all of you out there. I've often wanted to see more of our church together, because with four services, we hardly ever got to see anyone at once, and now I get to see at least two services together, and I'm getting more comfortable. You know, I'm old. It takes me a little while to adapt, too, but... It's good to see you all here. This is fun. All right, this morning I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Acts. I'm going to call this Beginnings, or New Beginnings, or whatever we're going to Tie to some kind of a start over. Is Ty here? Okay. Ty, are you here? Somebody's, yeah, he's here. Okay. I may need you to come up here in a little while, so hang tight, dude. When God says wait is what I'm going to preach on this morning. When God says wait. Let me read. Normally I don't do it quite like I'm going to do it this morning, but get your Bible, your New Living Testament, New Living Translation, NLT, or wherever you want to follow along in. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to read my entire text, and then I'll come back and preach on it. I wanted you to hear this together. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything we began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once, when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore your kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they're not for you to know." So would you join me in prayer? I'd like to lead us in a prayer this morning before we preach. Lord, we believe that we're here on earth for a purpose and a reason. We're not accidents of chaos or randomness. But Lord, we're here because you wanted us here, and you put us here with a purpose. Lord, we have a mission. Our lives are to accomplish things, and we're to be things, and we have a purpose. Lord, many of us today are frustrated because we're not sure what our mission is. And some people here today, Lord, because they don't know what their mission is, they're frustrated and they feel powerless because they can't get started accomplishing what you put them here to do because they're not sure what it is. Lord, would you help us today in these new beginnings as we start over in this new building? And would you be with us today and teach us to know your plans for our lives and give us your Holy Spirit so we can accomplish it today? And I pray this in Jesus' name, and I say amen. Now, when you're driving your car and you're going down the road and the dash light comes on and starts flashing, engine check, engine check, engine check, engine like that, you don't ignore it because you could say, "Now, hey, I've got things I'm going to do. I don't want to mess with this light, because I've got to do some things here, so I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to pay attention to it." Now, let me say to you, that light is not there to annoy you. That's not the purpose of the light. It's saying you're just not ready to go yet. There's something needs to be fixed before you go further down the road. Now, what we find here in Acts chapter 1 is something similar to that. Here we find the disciples in Acts chapter 1, that Jesus had risen from the grave. He'd been crucified, of course, had risen from the grave. He'd been hanging out with the apostles and the disciples for 40 days. 40 days he'd been walking with them after the resurrection and been talking with them and teaching them and showing them things. And they saw him alive. They heard him teach about the kingdom of God. He was there in person, and he said to them these words, "Wait, do not leave Jerusalem until you're clothed with power from on high." In other words, hold your horses, dudes. Now, you got to understand how excited they were and how motivated they were to go and preach the gospel to the world. I mean, here they were with the risen Lord. They'd been with him, and they wanted to go tell everybody. And so they were just, as we would say, faunching at the bit. Those of you who are horse people, you know what I mean. They wanted to go. They were biting at the bit, ready to run. And Jesus said to them, no, wait. Wait. There's something that has to happen first. You need to wait. Now today, there are, in our day today, there are two things that keep us from making progress. And I think it's as simple as it can be. But there's, because we want to accomplish our mission. And there's a couple things. First of all, we're trying to do the work of God without the help of God. Some of you are frustrated with your life because you want to get things done. You want to accomplish this and that and win this person to the Lord and lead that person or that family. And you say, Lord, what do I do? I want to go. And he says, wait. You're trying to do something in your own power that only I can do. So we have to slow down and just wait on the Lord. There are times we just have to wait on him. And then, of course, there are other people who are they just don't think God will do anything. And so their faith, their lack of faith, is keeping them from moving forward. But we have to be willing to take that first step. We have to get off the couch. We have to be willing to take that. And when we do, then God, of course, joins with us and gives us that power. But it's waiting until God is ready. Now, in chapter 1 of Acts, we're going to deal with waiting. Look at what it means to be filled with power and to walk in God's plan. Now, the book of Acts was written by Luke. I will often call him Dr. Luke because he was a medical doctor. And I want to assure you, he was not like our modern doctors today. Most of you sitting in this room know more about medical issues than he did. But he was of the day, the medical person. But he wrote us the Gospel of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He wrote Luke, and then he wrote the book of Acts. So he just continued. So the book of Acts is a continuation of the book of Luke. There you go. Now he writes the book to a guy named Theophilus. And you think, okay, who is Theophilus? Was he somebody in the church there? Well, let's look at the name. Let's take it apart. We got the Theos, and that's God's name. That's the name of God, Theo, Theos of God. And then you have the Philos, which is love or brotherly love. It's one of the words that used to describe love in Greek. Now, in English, we have one word for love, love. In Greek, they had three words to describe love. And one of them was Philos, or brotherly love. So you've got Theos, which is God, and you've got lover, lover of God. So Theophilus, are you still with me? So Theophilus was lover of God. And so Luke was writing to anybody that loves the Lord, and he's writing it to you. Jesus has conquered death. He's teaching his disciples about the kingdom of God. After his resurrection, he's been teaching with them. But there's something about to happen. Something big is going to happen soon. Pentecost is coming. Preaching, missionary journeys, persecution, expansion. All this is about to happen. And Jesus says, wait. You need to wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And so today I'm encouraging you to be filled with the Spirit and to let God empower your lives as you go out and try to work for him. So the book of Acts is the story of the early church. The entire book of Acts is about the church. And we, you and I, are just a continuation of the last chapter of the book of Acts. We're still writing the book of Acts in our lives. When we moved in here today into this building, that was a continuation of the story that we're writing the book of Acts. So why is waiting so important to our story? I think a lot of the reason I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk to you this today about this is that we live in a time that glorifies action. We live in a time that wants speed and results. We want it right now. You know, we get frustrated when we're in the line at the McDonald's or someplace like that, and somebody in front of us orders too big a meal, and they have to wait, and we get frustrated because we want now, you know. Some things, especially spiritual things, please hear this. Spiritual things take time. They take a lot more time than we're used to. And when we're dealing in the spirit world, we want it done immediately and now. But you need to understand that it just takes more time. These things aren't fixed quickly. Spiritual power doesn't come from hustle, or it doesn't come from ability. It comes from the Holy Spirit. So no matter how we hustle, no matter how much abilities we have or talents, the Holy Spirit is the only one that's going to empower and bless and help you do your mission. It has to come through Him only. So the burden of this passage today is just real simple. God's work must be done in God's power. You want to work for the Lord, you have to have to use His power. Because God has a timetable. God has so many things that we can't even begin to get into of what He wants to work together to bring about good. In all things, God works together for good. So don't expect to get God's work done in your own power. And that's pretty much what I want to tell you today. If you're working for the Lord, you have to have His power. The disciples, they weren't ready. They thought they were, but they needed to wait. And neither are you, and neither am I. We're not ready unless the Holy Spirit has come and touched us and anointed us and works in our lives. So God then prepares His people. How does God do it? Well, that's God's way. I don't know. He through preaching, through teaching, through prayer, through life, He empowers us for our mission. So I guess, are we listening to Jesus as we wait? Why should we wait on Him? So that's the question that's out here. So now let's go back into our text. Go look back again at verses 1 through 3. Hold those for just a moment. I'll not reread them. But in those verses, I want you to notice that Jesus is alive. In other words, He's not a dead God. We're reading words about Him. He's there with them, alive, dynamically teaching them what they needed to do and what they need to do. So in other words, the teaching is dynamic. That's what I want you to understand. So you are, your life is dynamic. You're moving. Situations are changing. Moods are changing. Opportunities are always in motion. It's dynamic. And God is the only one then that can work in that dynamic situation and go with the flow and change as needs to be done. So He is alive. And so I want you to get that. So Luke reminds us that Jesus is there and He's taking care of us and preaching about the kingdom. It was a time for preparation and not for performance, though. It was time to let the Lord. Now, years ago, excuse me, wonderful allergy season here in Missouri, isn't it? Years ago, a seasoned wheat farmer, and we have a lot of row croppers that go to church here. I don't know how many of are here now, but this seasoned wheat farmer took his grandson out before planting season. There was the bare field. It had been broken and plowed, and it was ready to go, and the planters were ready, and the seed was bought. The fertilizers were there. They were ready to go, but his grandfather said, "Son, let's go out and check the field." And so the grandfather went out, took his hand down, reached down, got him a big handful of dirt, held it in his hand, and he squeezed it. And if you ever watch a farmer or gardener do this, and he looked at it, he smelled of it, and he said, "You know, it's just not quite ready yet. It's too cold. It's a little too wet." And he said, "It's better if we wait another week or two before we plant." Now, this boy learned more about farming in 5 minutes than he could probably got in a year at an ag school somewhere teaching about it. He learned the harvest depends upon knowing the season to plant. If you plant at the right time, you get the right harvest. And how are we going to know what that right timing is? Because we're not going to. We're going to use our own flesh, our own thoughts, our own training. But God knows the right time to do all this stuff. And so we trust Him and wait on Him. God was preparing them. He wasn't pushing them. He was preparing them. today, as I'm in this room and looking in on us on our telecast all around, are people who have been in the Lord's work a long time. Some of you are long-timers. Some of you are short-timers. You're just getting started. So what I'm going to tell you today is for both, either you've been in a long time or a short time, stay teachable. Stay teachable. You don't know everything yet. Keep your heart open to the Holy Spirit as He leads you. Stay teachable. Keep letting the risen Christ shape your view of the kingdom. Keep trusting God to work with you. You see, so often He's not about your comfort. I know so often we pray, Lord, you know, and what we're really saying is, Lord, make this more comfortable. Could I just be honest with you? God's not sitting up in heaven trying to figure out how to make you more comfortable. I mean, a lot of people think that. Oh, that's all He's there for, is to make my life better and more comfortable. No, I got bad news for you. That's not what God's doing. He's in heaven managing your life, trying to lead you into growth, into being strong, into accomplishing your mission in Him. But He's not up there just to make you happy or grow. He says, wait. And here's the best reason, I think, to wait is because Jesus tells us to. Just obedience says you need to wait. Look at verses 4 through 5 as He tells them there. He tells them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait on the Holy Spirit. They were, as I said, they were ready to go, but they had to wait. I know it's hard to imagine looking at me in this time in my life, but a long time ago, I used to be a track. I could run pretty fast. You know, I really could, especially when a bull was chasing me or something like that. But how many have been to track meet? Excuse me. You've been to a track meet? All right, you get all lined up, and you in the starter's block, you know, and you crunch down there, and you put your foot back in that starter's block, and then you kneel on down, you put your hands on the ground. I'd show you how to do that, but I'd have to have you help me get back up. But so that you put your hands down, and I've seen them do this a lot. And they'll say, ready, set, and then they're going to fire a pistol. And a lot of times, somebody will jump the gun. You know what I'm saying? They can't wait. They want to be the first one out of the starter's block, and they bolt. And then they have to come back and start over. Oh. So that's important that we get that picture this morning. Whether you're in ministry or parenting or serving, we need to wait on the Lord to pull the trigger. Too often we start on our own. Don't run ahead of the Holy Spirit. Now, one final thing I want to say is, and you know when a preacher says, this is the final thing, that doesn't mean it's the last thing, right? You know that, right? Okay. So then he says there in verses 6 through 7, he said, Lord, are you going to restore your kingdom now? Are you going to do it now? They were still not quite thinking long term, or they were thinking more, are you going to kick Rome out and reestablish the Jewish nation? They didn't understand it, but he redirects their attention to the truth here, and he says, I want you to stop speculating, but I want you to start obeying. So many times we waste so much of our discipleship speculating on theologies, on eschatologies. When's the Lord going to come back? Is He going to come back before the tribulation or after the tribulation? And we waste all of our discussion and our time on those, I think they're trivial issues because they don't change. We can't do anything about any of them anyway, right? I like to study them and think about them, but they don't help me really other than just to speculate. Jesus says, don't spend your time on this speculation, but be obedient. Be obedient to what you know to do now. God gives you a journey, a mission, a purpose, and you want to start on it. And when you wait on Him, and when He opens the door, then you go. See, don't get sidetracked by this. Just you trust the Lord. This kid showed up for practice on the very first day of the season. I mean, it was actually before the season started. It was getting ready time, early practices. And he came and he said, Coach, Coach, what are we going to do to win the championship this year? And the coach says, well, young fella, he said, the first thing we need to do is have a good practice today. See, so it's one thing to win the championship. But how do you win a championship? By having 100 or 200 good practices to go slow, to wait on the Lord, to get the first steps right, to do things that we know we need to do. So I'm saying to you, church, we are sitting on the edge here of a tremendous growth. We now have the room to grow. We've never had room to grow before, but now we do. And I think we're sitting on the edge of a tremendous season when God blesses us with lots of new families and new babies and new people. And I'm excited as you are too. And I want to say, go, go, go. But God may say, wait till the Holy Spirit comes. Let's do what He wants us to do when He wants us to do it. And I think that will be key. And if you've looked back over our recent history, you've watched God work here in this congregation. And He has moved with Mark Zimmerman, brought Mark in here, and Jeff Bryant early on, and Jeff, and then Mark Zimmerman to help us do some preaching. And then He sent us Ty, you know, to get ready to move into a tremendous future. I'm so excited about it. But we can't run quickly. Let's wait, and let's get today's practice down right. Let's learn how to trust the Lord today, how to pray today. Let's be reading our Bibles and communicating with the Lord, getting close to Him, and saying, Lord, fill us with Your Spirit. Don't let us run out in our flesh, but Lord, let us run out in Your Holy Spirit. So let's get ready for Him. Here's something you need to know. Waiting on the Lord is not wasted time. It's not. I know some of you think it is. You know, I'm just wasting my time waiting on the Lord. No, you're not wasting your time. It's preparation time. You see, Jesus, the risen Lord, is still our Savior and our teacher. He's not just our Savior. He is also our teacher. And the Holy Spirit is walking alongside us, leading us, teaching us. And we must wait for the Spirit's power before doing the Spirit's work. You can't do Spirit work with flesh power. I don't care how smart you are, how talented you are, how beautiful or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can't do Spirit power work. You can't do that work with your flesh. It will fail every time. Flesh can't get this done. So let's focus on today on obedience and not on outcomes, but on obedience. Make room in your life to hear Jesus teach. I don't care if you've been in this a long time or short time. Be open to the Lord's leadership. There's a lot He wants to teach you. You've not arrived all the way yet. There's things you need to learn. I don't care if you're 100 years old or more, or if you're just barely getting started. There's things you need to learn. Examine where you've been running ahead of God. Look around in your life and say, Lord, I've been running ahead of You, haven't I, in this area or whatever. You already know that. As I've been preaching this morning, the Holy Spirit has been working, I presume so, in your life, saying, yeah, you're going fast here. You're pushing here. You need to wait on Me. Examine it, confess it, and then wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. Pray daily for the power of God in your life, for your family, and for your mission. And stop dealing so much on the when as to what now, Lord. What do You want me to do now? What about this practice today? What do I do now? Let's bring our focus into the right now. What do I need to be doing in my life at this moment to accomplish what God has for me to do? Let's don't run ahead. Let's get prepared. Let's get grounded in prayer. Lord, fill us with Your Spirit. When He comes and He says, okay, go, then we're ready to go. Amen. Ty, would you come up and I want you to come and pray a prayer for this congregation. What a blessing this young man is to our church, our pastor, and we appreciate him and love him. And I want him to come. And I want him to be on the stage here on our first morning to lead us in a prayer. So Ty, if you have something you need to say, please say it, and then close us in prayer.
Well, I want to say I'm excited. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Being here for our first Sunday morning, isn't it? And good preaching. Chad, good preaching. Yeah. He likes Scotty's preaching better than mine. That's okay. No, but I'm so excited, and it's a blessing. It's such a blessing to be here and to get to be a part of a church family that that's just regular folks, you know, where we get to be us. And I love that. And so let's pray. Lord, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I thank you that you create the wave and we just ride it. And we go with you and we follow you. Lord, I ask you that you would give us wisdom, that you would give us guidance moving forward, that you would continue to bless. Help us to be in step with the Holy Spirit. Help us to align our hearts with you. Lord, we don't want to take a step without you guiding
Amen.
Us first.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you for that, and I thank you for that blessing in every ministry of the Sauk River Cowboy Church, every ministry that we do, and everywhere we tread our foot, Lord, I ask you that you would guide us. And we love you, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your word this morning. Help us to put it in our hearts and then treasure it and
yes.
take it with us through the weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thursday night, we'll be back here Thursday night in this for our midweek service. I'll be teaching through the month of August on Thursday nights through the first Thursday night in September. So I've got, Ty has assigned me four or five different services there. Also, next Thursday night, we're going to be ordaining Ron Jones to the gospel ministry next Thursday night. Ron has been called to a church, and he will be taking a pastorate. I don't want to steal all of his thunder. I know he'll want to tell you about that, but he's going to be taking a pastorate, and he still get to be here with us a lot, but he's going to be leading a church, and we want to ordain him from the Cowboy Church. We'll be doing that this Thursday night. All right, well, you got a song, people?
All right, let's turn to page 70 if you got your hymnals, and we'll do What a Friend We Have in Jesus, key of C.
Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for just all the opportunities that you have given us throughout this week, Lord, to be shine in your light and to be with one another, Lord. We thank you for the building that you gave us, Lord, that it is a greater space that we can grow in as a church and as a family and ultimately look up to you in it, Lord. And as we go through with this new step, Lord, let us just stop and wait and listen mainly, Lord, that we can hear where you want to guide us, Lord, that we can slow down enough in a world of hustle and bustle that we may be able to hear what you have in our life. And Lord, let us open our hearts to that, even if it may not be what we want to hear. It is what you are guiding us through. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Listen, thank you.